Good evening, internet, from a very snowy Gateshead in the northeast of England. It's day four of the Boo 365 project, where we take a little peek into my life, interesting or otherwise. After a few days stuck inside with a cold, I've decided to get out for a walk. So obviously, sub-zero temperatures and several inches of snow should cure me of that particular ill. Jonathan Ross. Let's take a quick look at that. Big news today, Jonathan Ross quitting the BBC. Great moral victory for the Daily Mail, who have hounded him. Since it was revealed that he was being paid a staggering £18 million for a three-year contract. Staggering. So they'll be crowing about it in the papers tomorrow. And there's a discussion on one of the comment on one of the threads of a story in The Guardian about this, which I got involved in. And when you look at the figures, it's rather interesting. The Guardian reckons the contract was worth £16.9 million, which, when you take into account a 12-week suspension, works out at about £15.6 million over 3 years. But that wasn't a salary, that was a production contract. So there were some fees in there for Jonathan Ross to present, but it also paid for the entire production of his Friday Night with Jonathan Ross show and his Radio 2 show. So in 3 years, we've had just over 100 hours of BBC TV and 3 years worth of radio shows, as well as Jonathan Ross presenting film 7, 8, 9 and 10. Now, in terms of staffing, Jonathan Ross employs 30 people who have now presumably lost their jobs to produce Friday Night with Jonathan Ross, as well as various freelance people. He also hires the studios off the BBC to record it. When Jonathan Ross was suspended, it cost the BBC £550,000 in lost revenue. What I'm trying to get at here is that although the Daily Mail wanted him out because he cost too much money, actually he didn't cost anywhere near what people think he did. The average cost of an hour of television on the BBC One is £163,000. According to one poster on the Guardian site today, 9 hours of drama, period drama and the like, on BBC One, costs £6 million. Now, the BBC have to replace that lost content like for like. And in a year of the series of Tonight with Jonathan Ross or two, and the film show, they've got to find money to pay for 44 hours of content, as well as radio, and as well as paying the bills. We need also take into account that Jonathan Ross was actually quite saleable, and BBC Worldwide could have generated money from selling his shows abroad, as someone did point out today. There's a reasonable chance the BBC are going to lose money by losing Jonathan Ross. So far from being the grand moral victory for the Daily Mail, it might mean the BBC costs more, or actually certainly has to spend more money to replicate the same amount of output. Which is interesting, isn't it? It's fascinating when people aren't armed with quite all the facts, as I'm probably not, and I've just probably talked nonsense there. Interesting fact about me or otherwise for today: I'm getting very tired, I'm walking up a hill. I'm not desperately unfit, although I am. My first interview of a band in my radio career, before it all finished, was the Pasadenas in 1995. There you go, the Pasadenas, ladies and gentlemen. Good times. That's it. I think I'm about to collapse, or my hand's going to drop off with frostbite. That's Boo 635, day four. All the very best.